リリリNo, no, no, I didn't say that. Tu vois, la prochaine fois je vais le dire en Wolof. Good morning. I have the pleasure to share this meeting. And I would like to start. Is everybody with me? Yes. Okay. So, the agenda of today, can I have the agenda up there? Matt? Can I have the agenda? Okay, so this is the agenda. Is there any amendment of the agenda? Anything you would like to add? So, adopted. Okay. Oh. Merci. Is there anybody on the line? No? Yeah, call. Yeah. No dial out.
Desi wouldn't need a dial out, so I'll check whether she's on the line.
Okay.
But I haven't heard.
Okay, so for the first item, review of RALO activities. We only have 20 minutes. We have 5 RALOs. So that means we have like 3 minutes, maximum 4 per RALO. I will give the floor to APRALO. You ready? No, not APRALO. I want APRALO to be the last, if you agree, as APRALO is chairing. But I would like to give the floor to APRALO, if APRALO is ready. If not, who is ready? Thank you, darling. So you have the floor.
This will be extraordinarily brief. North American RALO is still working on the brochures, and so we're looking at how the other RALOs did them, and we're trying to do ours. We're kind of late, but we hopefully will have them done by Brussels, which is good. One thing that we've done, I know we've all been saying how much more outreach we need, and we're fortunate enough that not this coming weekend, but the following weekend, both Gareth Sherman and I will be at the ICT Summit in Vancouver in Canada. And we've managed to get an hour and a half time slot there. And we will be presenting on behalf of at large and trying to do a bit of outreach there in question and answer session for ICANN. So at least we'll be able to hit that one meeting because we're both going to be there anyway. So Heidi's given us a bunch of brochures and stuff, and we'll be going there. And that's really about all I have to say.
Thank you, darling. Evan, anything to add?
Not really. Most of our initiatives, I'd say, have been in the area of policy rather than internal regional activities. But I'd say a lot of the people in the region have been getting fairly active on policy stuff, and I hope it's been reflected on some of the work we've been doing.
Maybe it would be also good to announce things you'd like to do in Nairobi.
Okay, this isn't so much a regional activity, but something I've been having the fortune to do myself personally. On Friday afternoon, as part of my work with my university, I'm going to be giving a workshop on something called the Refugee Research Network. There's going to be a number of people, some of whom are flying in for the workshop, and I'm going to take some of that opportunity also to talk up at large within AFRALO, because most of the people that are going to be attending will be ICT professionals in the field. And so with a little luck, we could have a few more ALSs for AFRALO as part of that.
Thank you. That would be great as a cross-RALO activity. Thank you. Any questions, any comments? Phone of America RALO? No? So thank you very much. Next, who's ready to take the floor? You? LaCraro?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
We have completed work on the LaCraro brochure, and our copies have now been printed by ICANN staff. We've also developed this LaCraro dashboard, which tries to gather as much statistics regarding ARELO as much as possible, and we'll be using that for deciding on a plan of outreach to those, especially to those countries that do not have ELSs in them. Let's see. I think those are the key things. So I'll stop there.
Thank you very much. That's a lot. And mainly the dashboard. I mean, we really appreciated it. Thank you. Someone would like to add things? Yes?
I'm Charles Mock, representing AP-RALO. Just want to also add that we're also in the process of designing our brochure, and we will have all the information of all our ALS and also the events that we've done and the outreach in the past and so on. And again, we hope to have it done in the next couple of months. And we're also in the process of organizing a meeting, a call that we want to make further outreach to ALS and to make and to set up some kind of mentoring program where we can also inform and work with the ALS to let them know what's the commitment that they should have, educate them a bit more about how to participate better in AP-RALO.
Thank you very much. Any question, any amendment to the two presentations we just got? Wow, did you have your coffee this morning? Thank you very much. Then Europe, you have the floor.
Well, thank you very much. We accomplished to start with a point, with a common point, as is mentioned already. We accomplished our flyer already and tried to have some first experience with it during the last European dialogue on internet governance, which took place in September last year in Geneva. Unfortunately, at that time, the final printed version was not available, so we had a draft leaflet, which was not so nice as the final version is, and I'm quite pleased that we can now work with this new flyer, and I think this will be very helpful for the future activities. And we are, besides that, we are in the planning process for the upcoming year. There will be next European dialogue on internet governance in at the end of April in Madrid. As you are probably all aware, the next ICANN international conference will be in Brussels. So it's almost at our front door. And of course, we would like to use this opportunity first having a general assembly for our members at the same time as the ICANN meeting. And we in that context, if this will be approved, we are looking forward to mobilize as many of our members as possible to come to Brussels. And what we also would like to organize is a kind of showcase what you did here for the Nairobi conference. I think events like this are very attractive for not yet members or for all kinds of organizations in our surroundings, and to mobilize and convince them to apply for a Juralo membership and submitting proposals to become a member. So this for us in the foreseeable future are the two big main events. There are smaller events like the German Internet Governance Forum beginning of June in Berlin. And this is something we have to discuss with staff, because I still believe, I don't want to be understood as being penetrant, but I think a little bit more support is needed once there are important events in the region. So Secretariat, the RALO chair or a representative of RALO should be in a position to go there and to use those events for outreach activities. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Wolf. I think it was a good point you made here. Is there anyone who would like to make a comment or ask a question to Wolf? No? Thank you very much.
I would like to.
Okay, go ahead.
Comment, Wolf.
What? Sorry, I just said I spoke already about what we have done for the region. I don't know if you want to talk about the upcoming conference in Argentina regarding outreach. The Salt School Internet Governance?
Well, that could be an issue, but we just have the possibility to inform about that, because it's 15 days from now and the inscriptions are closed. The possibility to participate is already... The guys who did are already there, and many people from Lacralo are members. Not Carlos Aguirre is one of the teachers, and many others of the delegates are students there. So, well, it's a great initiative. But I just wanted to ask. I'm sure that your presentation, Dev, was pretty comprehensive about our activities. But I wanted to ask Wolf about if he can dedicate 5 minutes to tell all of us about the experience of the Euralo board, because in other RALOs, and specifically in Lake RALO, we are considering the possibility of including that kind of structure. And I would like you to tell us about the experience in the past time with those kind of structure. Thank you.
Wolf, I think I will not be able to give you 5 minutes, but if you can answer in 1 minute, because we already have Tricia and we're kind of running behind of time.
Let me try to be as brief as possible. Generally speaking, I would say having a board from the very beginning proves to be more and more helpful, because to assure participation of, let's say, the majority of our ALSs is rather difficult. We need very concrete opportunities and events to get them interested and to get them involved. But I can count somehow on my board members. And therefore, you need a group of committed people in the region There are sometimes even people working with us who are not officially board members, but with a core team of 5 to 10 people, you can work. Otherwise, it's getting too difficult, and otherwise, I wouldn't know how I could improve the impact of Uralo.
Thank you very much. Anne Rochelle, I saw Teresa stepping out.
Yes, I apologize. She has a signing ceremony.
Okay.
She will come back.
She'll come back.
Yes, we just had to go down and come down.
Okay.
Make the photographs and all that. She'll come right back. She apologizes.
Okay, thank you. So, Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you, Fatimata. So, Fralo now have its brochure ready. It's displayed on in the ICANN booth and here also. The main activities which have been accomplished in Fralo was a tentative project. Tentative action of outreach, big action of outreach to be done here in Nairobi. And we, in this project, we had two parts. The showcase that happened on Sunday, and the second part, the main part, was capacity building sessions to be organized here in Nairobi. Why? Because we noticed, we did an informal survey, and we noticed that the ALSs, the African ALSs, are not participating in the ICANN process. They don't participate in the public comments. They don't participate. They don't participate in almost in any of the ICANN activities. And we found that this is because they are not aware, they don't know, they don't have the necessary knowledge and information about ICANN structure, ICANN process, ICANN activities, and ICANN policy development. So, since they are not aware of this, since they, are not, they don't have this knowledge, they will not participate, and that's normal. They receive a huge of information from ICANN, but they even don't read it because they don't understand what is happening. And we found that the best way to have them involved in the process is to give them the necessary knowledge and information. And we thought that Nairobi, which is an African land, is the best place to do this operation. Unfortunately, we prepared everything for it. The project is ready. But unfortunately, we didn't do it because of lack of funding. But we will not give up. And we think that perhaps in Brussels, we will be able to do it if we receive the necessary support. This is the main, if you want, thing that Afralo did during this period. But Afralo participated in every activity of ALACS. We did our statement about the strategic plan. We participated in the statement of the ALAC about the strategic plan. And some of us sent their own comments on it. We are also participating in the ABSDT, the selection committee. No, not the selection. The design team committee for the selection of the board director. And in any activity that ALAC is doing, we are participating now. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Anything to add from Dave?
I think think on the Afralo side, we are good. Tijani already mentioned everything that we are doing. Thank you.
Yeah, I think all of you saw the showcase, and I would like to take this opportunity to thank you again for your support on Sunday. Any question, any, no amendment, I guess, but any question from the floor? Comments? No. Okay, so we're going to go to the next item. ICANN Regional Liaisons. But Teresa, we'll have you then.
I'm Teresa's deputy, and I can cover for her until she's able to return so that your agenda isn't delayed, if you'd like. And I have some of the regional liaisons here with us as well.
Thank you very much. So we can go on. Regional liaisons.
My understanding is that you'd like to discuss how better we can work together, how our managers of regional relations can work with the specific RELO secretariat to improve coordination on where you are already going to be in order to have materials and also to assure you of presentation and outreach on behalf of our staff when they are also in the region. I'd just like to say parenthetically, I believe that Save forwarded some materials to the APRELO secretariat showing the kinds of presentations that he does do. That I do want to assure you that whenever they're doing ICANN updates and outreach, the at-large information is also part of what they're providing. They're also doing CCNSO outreach and GNSO outreach and all of those things, but it is part of the standard presentations, and it is very good to hear the targeted materials that are now being produced. Currently, we have USBs, which are loaded with the most recent ICANN materials, whether that be working papers or the IDN briefs, etc., and we have the URELO brochure on that because that's the one we've had, and we'd be happy to see that all of the other regional brochures are also loaded. Those thumb drives also are broken out into folders by language. So whoever receives it can simply open their language folder and they would find in it all the materials translated into their language. But I am happy to talk about strategic coordination efforts and hear your thoughts or requests on how best to do that.
Thank you very much. Do you have questions for her? Yes, Tijani.
Thank you. I think that the regional liaison are very overloaded. And I would like to work more with them. But unfortunately, they are really overloaded. And I think to Rachelle, who is working very hard and who has a lot of work.
I have a question. We just get the example of the USB key. What else can we get at the regional level to support our activities? It's good to have USB keys, that's for sure, provided that we give you our brochures. By the way, the Afro-Alo brochures is already ready, is ready too. And I think you can get it through staff. I guess maybe we can expect to have experts from ICANN come over to make presentations and stuff like that. But we would also need to get more. What else can we expect from you, from your side?
Well, I think one of the questions is as Tijani has mentioned, the staff is overloaded, and I know that there have been requests from the at-large community to be provided with materials so that they themselves can do the outreach. There is always a vexed question of support. Now, one simple thing that I think we can do is a much better job of coordinating calendars so that when we know that you're going to have people already at a meeting, then it's making sure that they have the materials both for their region or any other materials that you would like to promote so that they can distribute them. Another would be looking at who in the region may be available to attend when we can't provide staff. I think one of the difficulties we all face is advanced planning. And the further out we can have conversations about what events are occurring, and in particular, hearing from all of you which events within your region you want to prioritize, because we all have limited resources. We all have multiple hats that we're wearing, and there are limited places that we can be. And I think that we can help leverage each other's efforts. So we need to hear from you. The Global Partnerships is a little bit different than the other departments within ICANN. Most of the staff responsibilities within ICANN are to a specific constituency. Global Partnerships has a responsibility to a geographic area, which means that we then carry all the constituency responsibilities. So we are trying to support internally the different departments and externally the different constituencies. And the best thing we can do is to improve communication and calendaring. And so some of that is also to have your calendars. We try and do long-term planning, but when things happen, those plans can be upset, and we have to sometimes reschedule. In situations like that, when we know there are... Anne-Rochelle and I sat down the other day to try and go over how many meetings she could still get to in the rest of this month and which ones were going to have to be covered by members of the community or which ones we're going to simply have to miss because people do have families too. But so I think communication and cooperation is our best bet.
Thanks. I think this is actually a very important point. And in the past, I sometimes had the impression that we do not coordinate yet to the necessary and to the helpful. Because on the one hand, as we said before, a RALO can work effectively if you have a core group of people who is committed, and when you can organize a kind of work division, because we are all volunteers and there are more jobs to do than I normally, as RALO president, RALO chair, have the time to do. On the other hand, I, with my knowledge about Europe, about this, my contacts in different European countries, I could be much more helpful for ICANN to make contacts. Let's take one example. We are all talking about a better involvement of consumer organizations. I have these contacts with consumer organizations. I know the people. I can be, on the practical level, be helpful, but I don't do it in my own capacity. I would do it if I'm asked to do it. Therefore, I think we have a strategic planning at all, and then we have to find out on the operational level in which function RALO can be helpful for the staff, for the at-large staff, or for other ICANN departments. And I think this needs a better coordination. Another example is, it was an important point of brought up by Sebastian, for RALO it's important to know what kind of ICANN meetings even of other constituencies, are organized in the region. I may not be in a position to participate at all these meetings, but it's good to know what's going on, not only in my RALO or in my at-large silo, but I'm very much interested what's going on the European level at ICANN. And in this respect, I think the communication can be furthermore improved.
Thank you. I think I'll give the floor to David first.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I have a small suggestion. What I think that, okay, since the ALS, okay, they need to do outreach at the local level. I think ICANN should provide the necessary tools or the necessary logistics to be able to for the ALS to perform their job correctly. Let me cite an example. For example, we have like World Telecommunications Day, the Internet Day. We have the Internet Fiesta. So these events are being done worldwide. I think during this period, if the ALS are provided by brochures or newsletters or something that even the ALS can draft and send it to ICANN, they can print and send it back to the ALS. The ALS can take the material and then distribute to universities, to the public in general. So in this way, the work of the outreach is done, ICANN being promoted in universities, and the local communities are aware that, okay, there is the existence of an ALS in that country, and that ALS is doing the promotion of ICANN in the specific country. Thank you.
Dave Machas.
Thank you, Dave. With regards to outreach on a local level, this is very much what we have in mind with the brochures, and it's also the reason why we brought them here to Nairobi. And we encourage you to take some of the brochures with you for distribution at local internet governance events or at universities and other events where you go to, where you find people interested in ICANN activities. So those of you who are interested in taking a couple of brochures with them, please contact me after this meeting and we'll give them to you, because we have a couple down back in the staff room. Now, with regards to what Mandy just said, as you know, we have the at-large regional events calendar, which is maintained by members of the community, but which, when I look at it, doesn't seem to be used very actively. So one of my suggestions to you here is that we select a responsible person from each region, which could be the secretariat or maybe another person who is very active in these type of events, which would update the calendar so that the global partnerships team can rely on that calendar for their coordination. Because right now, when I look at it, I don't think there's it doesn't give you enough information about the regional events, and it doesn't tell you who is going to these events from at large. So I think it would be helpful to have somebody from each region who would actively contact the members from the region and ask them what events they are going to cover.
Thank you, Matthias. David, and then Anne Rochelle.
Thank you, Chair. This is what Mandy just described regarding communication and collaboration. I think is critical, because I don't think it's really happening. And I just kind of wonder, because is there any reason why where ICANN is participating and wherever it's in each region, why isn't those plans published in any standard way so that, you know, because quite frankly, sometimes you may be invited to an event by a government, by a university or something that an ALS might not even be aware of, and it's what Wolf first mentioned. So if there was a calendar, that says, okay, this regional liaison is going to be in this country meeting with this, in conjunction with this event, then an ALS can say, oh, well, I'll get involved, or I need to speak to you because we want to get ALS outreach, what have you. So I think that will be a very useful step, because then we can coordinate. Because even if the regional liaison is in a particular territory, and the ALS just wants to, not necessarily have a full meeting or anything, but just, you know, touch base with them, you know, it'll be useful to just to know in advance. So I think that has to, I think really should happen.
We do have that calendar, and that's why I'm talking about the importance of some of the coordination, so that we do provide that information. I know Heidi had hoped that we could get it out more than a month in advance. The difficulty there is things change fairly rapidly. At the end of each month's reporting on the previous activity, we produce the calendar for the upcoming month's global responsibilities, where we will have staff. We can try to do that in a larger, with a greater lead time. The only difficulty is those things do change, and so there would need to be a commitment on both ends to monitor that for changes.
Quick follow-up then. When you say you organize a calendar, is it that it's published on the internet for anybody to check, or is it meant for internal use only within ICANN? And is there really any reason why it shouldn't be public? I guess it's...
The calendar I'm referring to is an internal staff scheduling document that we have. I don't know any particular reason that we don't current. ICANN does not currently have an external detailed calendar. There is a sort of an internet community calendar that previously was on the website. What I don't know. So anyway, I can certainly explore that. What would be the mechanism for us to get our travel calendar published, and what are the issues involved in that? But in the meantime, without even posting it to the web, there's certainly mechanisms for us to simply distribute it out to the RALO secretariats internally.
Thank you, Mandy. Okay, Anna-Rachelle.
Thanks, Fatimata. Good morning, everybody. So I'm Anne-Rachelle Iné, and I'm the regional liaison for the Africa region. So I see two sides to this. Most of the meetings that, for example, I go to are not ICANN meetings. They're community meetings. Community meetings are posted on AFRINIC, AFNOG, you know, name it, AFREN, government meetings like, you know, ITU, the regional ones related to ITU. These are all actually meetings that are already posted in general. And, you know, country by country, normally, each ALS, I mean, I work a lot with the ALSs, and whenever I go in country, I definitely, you know, touch base with them, even before. Or sometimes, you know, they do represent me, you know, at certain meetings, because I just can't make it. So depending on, you know, what is what, and in general, for my regional calendar per year, I try to work with the African Union Commission, with the Francophonie, with the ITU, with AFRINIC, with AFNOG, with industry people, and all of that, just so I can get, you know, a sense of who's doing what when. And in general, I push information back saying, guys, this is happening, maybe you can participate. Yes. Guys, this is happening, maybe you can participate, because I can't be everywhere. There's gazillion meetings going on, and hardly, what, three of them for ICANN, really, per year? So there are very good opportunities, and so far I've worked with quite a few of them to actually send them material so they can represent, you know, ICANN at stuff. So it's really not... there's gazillion meetings. The calendar would be just ever-ending if we were to combine the whole regions and just post it. But you can work with your regional liaison to get, you know, some of the meetings that you think would be of interest to you too, or you know, just say, for example, how much you can help. You know, one of the things that they were talking about here is that I can't. There are moments when I can't really count on an ALS because they don't really, they wouldn't deliver the message because they have a little bit of, how do you say, they're worried that they don't really know the subject too much, that they, you know, they wouldn't be able to deliver the message. So, you know, these are some of the issues that also we're facing. But in general, honestly, I think it's a two-way thing. They're here to help, you know, the staff that is helping you at ICANN is trying to help you as much as we can. One of the coordination mechanisms that we have is really making sure that, you know, we can go either together if, you know, the liaison is around, or you can go represent, and then the material is sent to you. And, you know, I don't think there's any really trouble so far. I mean, not on my side anyway. So, thanks.
Thank you, Anne Rochelle. I can confirm what all she said is true. She really supports us all the time, all the time. But I'll add one thing on the table. When we were trying to organize this regional workshop here in Nairobi, we've approached, you know, some usual funders, usually fund our activities at the regional level. And, you know, some of them told us, why should we support ICANN? They're rich. This is ICANN's activity. Ask them to put their money. We're not going to put a dime on it. And this is what we get. So what can we do? Because usually when we do our own things, you know, they will support us. When it's ICANN, they said, well, this is for ICANN. Ask them to put the money. So, Mandy, you have the floor.
Okay. I'll take this in two parts. One, I wanted to follow up on something that Anne Rochelle was saying. If you look at the calendars and you put together the ITU and the regional organizations and the industry organizations and everything else, there is a meeting going on every single day. So the question isn't so much, which is why I'm asking all of you in your regions, as you see your calendars, and we do need the advanced planning, what ones are important to you so that we can get the materials out to you in time? How would you prioritize them? And going to the second question, which also ties into the advanced planning, we are in, we have two things going on simultaneously. ICANN is perceived, I don't know why, as we are a nonprofit, and there are many, many other organizations that pay for everything and we can't, but there is a certain perception in certain quarters that we are a checkbook. And would that it were so. We are in the midst of a global economic downturn that everyone has experienced. That has also impacted ICANN and its revenue stream. We are in the midst internally of cost constraint efforts to try and complete fiscal year 10 without overrunning the budget too terribly. And we have all been asked as departments to be not to reflect growth for fiscal year 11. The process of establishing the priorities for the organization comes from the community, and therefore the process of establishing the funding priorities and the budget comes from the community. And regretfully, it isn't we plan the work and make the commitments on a fiscal year. To start a conversation at the in December during the holiday season about trying to fund an event when the financial commitments have been made would mean then trying to figure where we can renege on other obligations, essentially, where who we could go to and say, I know we promised you support, but we're taking it from you in order to support this newer initiative. So I have sympathy, and I understand the difficulty of trying to explain to funders why they should support something. Some of it is framing. I see your work and the work of that capacity building not somehow about extending ICANN, but about really building capacity within the regions and in the communities. And I think
the only thing we can do is try and work together farther in advance so that we can lock that funding in for the next fiscal year. I do encourage you, please, to participate in the budget process. The fiscal year 11 framing presentation is this afternoon, I think. Please see Kevin Wilson's presentation and do participate online in expressing your concerns about priorities, and because that is what we have to work from.
Okay, thank you, Mandy. Just one word before I give the floor to my left. This capacity building program we had was really to have more ILSs and more end users from Africa participate in ICANN's policy development processes. So it's for ICANN. It's not for us, because we have other things to learn about too. But we want to participate in the policy development processes. So please use that to
I will use
to
that.
Support the fund, our funding.
Yes,
I
do think, though, of the policies that come from ICANN are the policies for the Internet. I think of us as maintaining an environment that's supposed to be supporting everyone else, as opposed to some sort of membership organization that is more internally focused. But yes, I do take your point about that it's to increase participation. And the other thing I'd like to stress is we do maintain a fellowship program because of the logistics around travel and the need for visa applications and everything else. There's a very long lead time for those. So, for instance, even for the Brussels meeting, those application processes have now closed. I'd like for us to work as much as possible together to advance notice and to really encourage people to enter into that application process, because that is another mechanism we have to bring people into the ICANN meetings so that they can participate in everything. And in those sessions at the beginning of each day, they get some 101 introduction background, the opportunity to meet members of the leadership, community leadership, the business initiatives and the projects, and then the ICANN leadership as well. But I am taking this down. I hear you.
Thank you very much. I just want to come to Matthias' comment about the calendar of activities of the different railroads. We have already implemented this in Lacrallo. Silvia, for example, is in charge of getting in touch with each LAS and trying to have some feedback about the activities they are doing, the calendar of activities, which interests they have in different activities of participation in different activities, which are from other organizations. And from 30 organizations in Lacrallo, two or three have answered her requests, even if she made that by MSN, Skype, private emails, to the list, in teleconference, vocally. So perhaps every RALO is different, you know. But perhaps the methodology... Yes, perhaps Wolf has some... Do you want to add something, Wolf? Oh, well, I finished.
Thank you.
I'm a little asleep yet. Sorry. What I was thinking while Matthias was talking about was about if other RALOs didn't start it with this, perhaps they would face the same difficulties that Silvia is facing now. So for trying to get a better understanding of how to get this done, perhaps it could be useful to get the information from the websites, from the social media, more proactively at least, because our method isn't working, you know. I personally answered and from my LAS this email to Silvia, because she asked me three times, because I forgot to answer her in the first time. Perhaps it's, that Latins are like that, or perhaps every RALO will have to face that the same problem. I believe that the second one is the answer. So perhaps we have to turn a little round in this and make some following of the social media profiles of the different delegates, and then extracting from there the information or from the emails list. For example, there is a delegate in Lecralo who sends 3 or 4 emails a day to the personal emails of the other delegates, telling different activities that he made. But when he has to answer to the calendar, he doesn't do that. So, you know, I think that there's a need of more proactively approach of this, and perhaps the staff has some possibility to help us in this. Because also, if you're going to make a step forward in this kind of calendar, I believe that we will have. There is important to have a worldwide calendar also, not a regional, not only regional. Thank you, Fatima.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. And I think we're going to have to be a little bit faster because we're running behind time, and I have another meeting at 10. So, Sebastian, you have the floor.
I will try to be short. First of thing, I would like very much that. You duplicate Anne-Rachel, or at least Anne-Rachel behavior in the other continents. And it's not just a joke. I think how she's working and in relation with the ALS in her area, it's something to be learned by others. My second point is that it could be also learned by high-level staff. When the CEO comes to a country, and when he signed a very important document, for example, with UNESCO in Paris, and nobody from the local community is invited, even the vice chair of ALAC is not invited for the signature of such a so important issue for the end user all around the world. And it was not so difficult for me to go from Versailles to Paris for that. It's really a pity. It's not to take another word. And the third point is that I will be very happy to challenge you about the budget. I can staff make choice, and board make choice. If it's more important to have an office in the Silicon Valley than to have the ALS of Africa meeting in their continent for the ICANN meeting, it's a choice. And when ICANN is putting money in some activity and none other, it's a choice. Then we are discussing this choice because we think that it's not the right way to go for our community. Then I would like very happy to be to discuss that issue in not here because we have no time. And I am doing that with the CFO too. But I think it's so important for you also as an organization or as a group within the ICANN staff that we maybe find some community in that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. I think it's nice to hear that. Tijani, you have something to say? Oh, it's said already. Very quickly.
Wendy, participation is one of the most important concerns now in ICANN. ICANN has already, the board of ICANN has a committee on participation that show the importance of this of the participation. And the participation of a structure of ICANN in the ICANN process is a high priority for ICANN. That's why I think that the capacity building is a high priority for ICANN.
Thank you, Tijani. The last person to speak will be Wolf before we welcome Christina.
Just one remark again regarding the events calendar. For us, it was based on two considerations. First of all, it's a very good planning and work instrument. The second advantage is visibility. So people, curious people who would like to know more about Uralo can go to our workspace and immediately have an overview about our top events of the year in our region. And we are always a bit turned into two directions. I know about a lot of more internet governance related or close to ICANN conferences, subjects going on in Switzerland, Germany, sometimes France, etc. But they are not mentioned because we cannot cover them. And we are always in between our own capacities, and we decided we only list those events we can go to, or somebody of us, Rudy in Brussels or etc., I can call him and he has a day capacity to attend the event. And in this context, it is useful. You could do it much better, but it wouldn't make so much sense for the time being.
Thank you, Wolf. I would like to welcome Christina. She'll talk about the language translation policy. I'll use that.
Good morning. Okay. Let me see.
Thank you, Mandy. We didn't clap to Mandy. Thank you very much.
I'm going to be brief so that I don't take much of your time. The translation policy that ICANN until today had, we are sort of working on with Nick Ashton-Hart, and we are trying to build a more ample translation policy that is not just translation but language service policy, so that we can make sure they provide everything that is needed. The idea within the translation policy, if you allow me to look at my own notes, will be to make sure that the outreach information is translated into the 10 UN languages. We have chosen a set of languages, although the demand for other languages is out there, but it's not as great as for us to be spending the money on that, sadly enough. So we've chosen to translate into the 10 UN languages for, my idea will be for the outreach information, because we need to, you know, to reach out the community and most part of the community, so it will be best to use the 10 languages for that type of information. And for everything that has to do with policy and in documentation that has to do with, like, for example, the CCTLDs, IDNs, or the new GTLD program and everything else will be translated into the 5 UN languages. And, of course, English is the main, you know, where the document is produced. I saw within the program also of this meeting that later on Nick will be talking about, let me see where I saw it. Writing a structure, the style and writing a structure of the documentation. That is actually one of the main things that need to be focused on in regards to, because it affects translation directly. It affects in many ways. We need to make sure that a style guide is used, and if needed, the English documents are edited or reviewed before they're sent out for translation. That way we can make sure that what we are sending out is concise, is precise, and it has the information that we needed it to have without creating any confusion with the linguists. Currently, we are using several translators and several companies that produce translations. We are not just working with one company. The idea is when we are more open-minded in regards to how many resources we acquire for this particular task is to get a better price, to be able to build up a better translation memory asset for the organization, because this will allow us to produce even more documents. My idea is to actually be able to translate absolutely everything. It's not possible right now, but we are working towards that. One issue that I've mentioned a couple of times to Haiti, as a matter of fact, has to do with translating, with the community translating documents. I know that the community is very eager to help and is very eager to produce some kind of help for ICANN, but it is policy that the community cannot translate documentations just because, you know, they want to help. It I'm very, I mean, it's thankful for their, you know, wanting to help so much and for their offer. But the problem is, and I've seen and I have shared with Heidi some examples of translations that have been produced by the community, and they are wrong. You know, a linguist is a professional. A linguist is a person that went to school to be a linguist. They got certified. They spent many hours, you know, in a few years trying to be in that position. And a person that speaks two or three languages is not a linguist. You know, there are rules, there are a way of styles, there are, you know, things that just any regular person who speaks more than one language does not know. We need to make sure that the documentation that is produced in the other languages are accurate. You know, we need to make sure that what goes out there and what is posted in the website is by all means accurate and true to the first or source material, the English material. However, and because the community wants to help so much, I am working on putting together its outsourcing, because a crowdsourcing program that I am going to be in a meeting with next month. And it's a crowdsourcing program so the community can help with the translations of, for example, public comment periods. And the way it will work is from a website where they can go in and they can use our translation memories, glossaries, terminology. So we make sure that whatever they produce, it's accurate and it stays true to the context and how, you know, it needs to be posted on ICANN's website. I don't know if anybody has any question. You? I know it.
Thank you, Christina.
I know it.
Thank you very much, Sebastian.
I will not contradict you. I think that the professionals are good, but sometimes you have to confront two professionalism, the one in the business arena and the one in the linguistic arena. And what we need, it's people with both knowledge. Mm-hmm. And that's why sometimes it's useful to have the input of some member of the community who has this business knowledge and maybe not the linguistic knowledge. But I think also we really need to find a way, maybe for some words or some sentences to be agree on how we say that in different languages, because it's not just a question of linguistic, it's sometimes also how you mean about that and how you will use. For example, it's very funny how at large it's translated in all the documents, because if we want to translate it in French, there is no way. Then, but it's sometimes translated, and that's wrong. Then we have to decide if some words are just because they are the way we talk about something, we keep it in the language it is, or we translate it. And that's something we need to, or we can help, the community can help you on that. Thank you.
I agree with you on that, and I agree by all means, because the community or the people that is involved in ICANN has, you know, the ICANN jargon is a very particular one. So people need, I mean, not all linguists, and that's not part of a linguistic school, you know, they don't tell you how to translate in ICANN. But I agree with you. And yes, we are creating a glossary and a terminology base and style so that we can make sure that things that need to be translated will be translated. Some words, for example, will stay the same way in every single language. One example is the word at large, because everybody in the community, regardless of what language they speak, they know what at large is, and they refer to at large as almost a brand, you could say. I don't know. Anybody has any other questions?
Yes. Wolf?
Yes, briefly. I would like to strongly support what Sebastian said. And I think there are sometimes more capacities in the community. By the way, I'm a translation professional. I did it by my studies, but I was never requested by ICANN. Could you have a look? on something, and I could do it at least in the adoption of three languages. And the most important point, I think, what was Sebastian saying, translation in many cases is not very appropriate. You need an adaption into another language and culture system. And this is much more complicated because the merely technical translation, it's simple. You cannot do it by a machine. You still need a translator. But we still have the problem. In our outreach activities, for many people, for many users, for many consumers, ICANN is still perceived as rather technical organization. When I was talking with a Swiss consumer organization, well, this is too technical for us, and we don't care much about technique. And then I told them, listen, there is a social, there are so many political impacts in ICANN decisions, and this is also as an aspect you have to transmit in a translated document. And therefore, I think review processes of translated documents could be very useful, done by people in the cultural region. Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Wolf. And I think, is there any other question from the floor? I think this will get us to the discussion of possible language-specific working groups. And I think, according to what you said, and according to Wolf and Sebastian's interventions, I think this is an issue we would like to talk about. What do you think about this?
Me?
Not you.
Oh.
With the floor.
Was that me?
You know, we have meeting at the worldwide level with interpretation. We have meeting at the regional level with, for some region, interpretation. But I think there is another layer we can usefully enhance is the language discussion. And that means that, for example, I will be able to share a meeting with my colleague francophone from Africa or from Quebec or from other, and the Spanish people will be able to have the conference call with the Spanish speaker in the South America and so on and so forth. I think it could be good because it will allow something different that we used to do, and not jeopardizing what we are doing. It's just an additional layer where we can be more efficient and work. When there is a document in French or in Spanish, we can use it as a basis for the discussion and not the English document, for example. Then I am very in favor of this type of thing, not each week, but sometime in a year will be very useful and will decrease the border between the continents.
I think that's a very good point, Sebastian, and I really support it.
Is it to replace the actual regional distribution, or will we add another activities based on the language distribution?
I think Sebastian is suggesting another layer of collaboration, you know, to bridge the different continents with the language. That's, you know, I think that's something we would like to see to happen, because we're talking about working across RALOs. I think this is one way to do it also. And I also think that in one country you can work with the Francophone, and also some ILSs will be able to work with some English speaking also. For example, when I think about Cameroon, you have two languages. You have French, you have English. So I think they will just take away the borders, and that's something, I mean, I would like to see. This is my personal view. Matthias?
Thank you, Fatimata. I have a question for Sebastian. When you say you would want to have these working group sessions, let's say two or three times a year, would you be discussing key documents, like, for example, the strategic plan or the budget, or would you go through a whole bunch of documents that are being translated in that language? I mean, because I see there's a certain risk that you would not have the experts or people interested in a certain... in certain subjects on that call, because they're on the call for the language and not necessarily for the issue.
That's a very good question. My answer is that we need to decide which document we are to work about. I think the overall policy about GTLD could be very interesting to be done in different language. Miss Kiel, I will be very happy to see that as a skill building, because it will allow other people, new people, to be involved in some topics and to have the skill. And I am sure that within this community, in at least the three, let's say, I would say first language. I am wrong with that, but sorry to take this word. French, English, and Spanish, we can find experts in one or the other language without any trouble for the main subject we will have to discuss. And I don't have a clue to say that it must be this type of document or this type, but I think that main issue like new GTLD, strategic planning, could be very interesting, but it could be also sharing on how the LSEs are working in their world, but it will be done in their own language, and that could be also interesting. Then it could be it must be a decision of the group to decide which topic to be used in such meetings. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Sebastian. I think we don't have much time left. Christina, do you have something to add to this? Thank you very much, and I think we need to thank you. Matthias, do we have Nick?
I told Nick that the segment will be covered later, and now I see we only have about 10 minutes left, and yes, we have the Afrello call at the lower level in Taifa.
Yes.
So I'm not quite sure if you want to cover this now or
later.
Perhaps in a later.
Darlene?
I was just going to say, since we did have the regional secretary's telephone conference, which was great, and we did cover this at least once then, so maybe we can do it again telephonically or something.
Everybody agrees on that? Okay, so we'll do that next time. Matthias, you have something to announce?
Yeah, just one last announcement. The ALAC board meeting, which is a lunch, will be held in Savo B, which is next to the ballroom on the main floor, the ground floor. And everybody is invited to the lunch, not only ALEG members. So it's for ALEG member and regional representatives. So just so you know.
If I could just add to that, we very much encourage all of you to be there. It's the first time that the ALEC and the regional leaders will be having lunch rather than breakfast. The topic today is going to be the AOC review team process. Sorry, I'm out of breath. and if you could take a look prior, there is an AOC review team wiki page that we'll put up onto the Nairobi Skype chat, and there's also the ALAC put in a statement on the proposed review team process, so please familiarize yourself with that. So again, that's 12:30 to 2 for a good lunch with the board. And finally, just before you leave, we have a lot of the LAC Rallo, the Year Rallo, and the AFRALO brochures that we brought all the way from California, and we want to pass them out to you today. We also have some of the new at-large brochures in the 6 UN languages, so please, on your way out, we'll just pick them up, the ones that you like, up, right?
Thank you, Heidi. Thank you all. I'll just give 1 minute to Sebastian before we close.
Less than 1 minute. I would like very much that after all the RALO succeed to have their own brochure, to try to find a way to have one page shared by all the RALO to talk about the other RALOs. Because when you are going to a conference, it's very interesting to talk about your continent, but sometimes you have people from other places of the world, and if they have very little information there, then knowing that it's not just local but it's worldwide, it will be great. Thank you.
Heidi, and then Tijani.
Sebastian, that's a very good idea. There is a secretariat's workspace that, again, is a cross-RALO page. So that might be an area that we could put that on. But I think that's an excellent idea.
We can add to our brochures a space for the other RALOs. So we collect information from the other RALOs and we put them on this on our brochures.
But are you going to do that or just use the space for all the RALOs? Or in each RALOs? I don't know.
My proposal is to have one page. You agree all together to have one page in addition to all the brochure to share. And that's you decide what you want to put together.
Okay. Thank you very much. I think we've covered all the items except the improvement plans, the secretariat improvement plans, and that will be dealt with another day. Thank you, and I think this is the end. Thank you very much to Mandy. Thank you, and Rachel, for joining us. And bye-bye.